Birds in All Their Glory at a new online exhibition at the Edward Worth Library in Dublin, featuring historical illustrations of birds dating back nearly 500 years. The displays at the library, based at St Stephen's Hospital near Houston Station, can also be visited in person, but you have to book in advance. The full collection, however, including modern-day photographs alongside the historical artwork, can be enjoyed by anyone with access to the internet and a love of winged creatures. Our reporter Andrew Louth has this report.
Scientists and historians have been studying birds for centuries, and in Ireland, a new exhibition showcases images stretching from hundreds of years ago to what we can see and hear today.
Elizabeth Ann Bourne, librarian of the Edward Worth Library. Each year, the Worth Library does a big online exhibition looking at a particular theme within either the medical or the scientific or the history of the book aspects of the collection, because they're the three things that we're best known for. The Birds looks at his fantastic books on birds, some of the earliest books on birds, and our exhibitions really are our way of sharing the collection with as many people as possible.
Featuring a range of species, from the common blackbirds, pigeons and doves, to the now extinct dodos, the illustrations are gathered from collections of Edward Worth and are compared with photographs from the modern day, where it applies. Among the featured photographs are those taken by Derek O'Reilly, a member of Birdwatch Ireland.
Recently, in the last few years, I've taken up bird photography, which really enhanced the hobby for me, because you can go out bird watching, take lots of photos, bring the photos home, have a good look at them, maybe identify birds through the photos that you can't identify readily in the field. It's endlessly fascinating.
He takes a particular interest in Irish birds in the exhibition, and one of his favourite photos is of a rare bird found in Ireland, which is matched with a drawing of the same species found in library collections dating back as far as 1555.
The most interesting one for me is the hoopoe. And the hoopoe is a really exotic bird. I mean, if you see a hoopoe, you will certainly take a second look. They're an extraordinary bird with a beautiful crest, which they can raise on their head, kind of Mohican style. They're a very rare visitor to Ireland. And I was very lucky just a few months ago to get a few nice photos. And when I showed them to Elizabeth Ann in the library, she said, yes, we'll put them with the illustrations that are already part of the exhibition.
The exhibition also explores challenges of bird species into the future, especially around climate change.
Quite apart from the beauty of the books, it can tell us what species we're missing. What species we have lost. That's one of the big learnings for me is, you know, we've lost species, we need to protect what we've got. We need to protect birds' habitat. They're also migrating earlier, and that's disrupting their migration. That it's also disrupting feeding patterns. There's not enough plankton, say, for seabirds. So we need to tackle climate change for ourselves, but also remember that birds are literally the canary in the coal mine on this.
For Derek O'Reilly, he believes we can learn from one particular species.
The classic and probably the most poignant one is the dodo. And there are some beautiful illustrations. Lessons should have been learned from the past. They're not always learned, or they're not always taken on board. We have much more understanding now of the need to preserve and protect habitats for the beautiful birds that we see all around us.
That's Derek O'Reilly from Birdwatch Ireland, ending that report by Andrew Lowe. The new exhibition in full can be viewed at birds.edwardworthlibrary.ie.